This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. And we continue to look at Colossians, the third chapter. Yesterday on this broadcast, we looked at verse 13. And today, we look at verse 14, and Paul says this, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together, binds us all together in perfect harmony. Clothe yourselves in love. You know, Peter, in his first letter and the fourth chapter, and in verse 8 says this, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. He doesn't just say love. He makes it even further by saying deep love for each other. And then he says, for love covers a multitude of sins. Amazing. Amazing words. Because that's just what love does. It covers a multitude of sins. And Paul is telling us to clothe ourselves once again. Clothe ourselves. Clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. You see, in verse 12, which I told you yesterday on yesterday's broadcast, I'm going to come back to. I'll briefly tell you what it says. Since God chose you to be a holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, I'm going to go through that bit by bit by bit. But then he reiterates this clothing of ourselves. Paul talks about clothing ourselves in armor in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and from verse 10. We should wear the full armor of God, wearing clothing again. And now he's saying, above all, we must clothe ourselves in love. When we get up in the morning and we decide what clothes we're going to wear that day, we choose to wear love. You see, when you clothe yourself, it's a matter of choice. You might want to wear blue jeans, you might want to wear grey jeans, you might want to wear trousers, you might want to wear pants, whatever it is you want to wear. Pants is the American version of trousers, by the way. But whatever it is you're going to wear, you make a choice to wear it. And when you're out in the street or doing whatever you are doing and you're wearing these clothes, you can't just change them. You can't just say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wear something else. Because then you have to go all the way home and then you have to change. It takes a lot of effort. So when you get up in the morning, you make a conscious decision of what you're going to wear. Now, this is important. Because whatever the clothing you wear will determine what you wear during the day. Whatever attitude you decide when you wake in the morning will determine the attitude that you have all day. Now, yesterday, I don't know why, I have no clue why, but yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, for some reason, I wasn't in a great mood. Don't know why. I have no clue. But when I woke up in the morning, did I choose that I would wear love as my clothing? Clearly not. because if I had have done, I don't think I would have been in that mood, because I would have made a decision in the morning, Lord, you're going to need to help me with this one, but I'm going to clothe myself in love. Because those that I come into contact with, I want to bind myself with those people. I want to bind myself in love so that we are in perfect harmony. Did I choose that? I think not. And this is all about peace. Because if I'd made a decision that with God's help I was going to clothe myself in love and bind myself with others that I came in contact with in perfect harmony, there would have been harmony, there would have been no conflict, and therefore there would have been peace. And I made that decision. I decided myself. I just didn't think about it when I woke up in the morning. Do I wake up in the morning and make a conscious decision that I'm going to put on the full armor of God? No, I don't, because if I did, the enemy, when he strikes me, wouldn't be hitting me, he'd be hitting the shield of faith. I would be protected. I would be protected always. But do I choose to do that? Not always? No. And as a direct consequence of that, now and again, there is conflict. There isn't peace. But I know this, when I make a conscious decision that I will wear the full armor of God, when I make a conscious decision that I will wake up in the morning and I will clothe myself in love and be bound together with others through this love, through this agape love, then I know this. The peace is there. And just as I say those words, silence be still, and the conflict ends, saying these words, the peace of the Father, the peace comes. Why does it? Because I recognize the peace from my daddy. I recognize the peace that he sends me. When I say those words, the peace of the Father, you have a decision. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, you have a decision. Whether you're listening live on Worship Radio 247, whether you're listening to the repeat, whether you're listening to the podcast, which many do, they just listen to the podcast. If you're listening right now, you know this, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you have a choice. And this is your choice. You can either continue in your life the way it is, or you can make a decision that you are going to clothe yourself in love and bind yourself together with those around you, those you come in contact with. Bind yourself in perfect harmony. You can choose that. You can choose to do that. Why do I know that? Because if there was no choice, then Paul wouldn't be talking about it. And he wouldn't be saying, above all, that after you've looked at love, you've looked at peace, and you've looked at all sorts of things. You've looked at the tender-hearted mercy. You looked at kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You've looked at all of those things. And you've made a decision that you're going to clothe yourselves in love. You can say to yourself when you wake up, Father, that meant so much, hearing that word. And today, I choose to clothe myself in love. You know, here's something that I often ask you to do. and that is to write a little post-it note and put it on the fridge. Or in my PA's case, she puts it on her cupboard doors. It's quite amazing, actually. They're all over her cupboard doors. But they mean something because every time she walks past them, she sees them, and every time she sees them, she acts on them. Every time you walk past the fridge, if you've got it on the fridge, you act on it. And this time I want you to just say this. I choose to clothe myself in love. I choose to clothe myself in love. That's it. That's all you've got to write. I choose to clothe myself in love. Because Paul says, that love that you choose to clothe yourself in, it binds you together with others in perfect harmony, like a choir, a whole group of you standing there, singing together in perfect harmony. There's nothing better than to hear an angelic choir singing that way. Well, when you're clothed in love, you are clothed together with others, and you are bound in this love, as Paul puts it, and you are in perfect harmony. You're in perfect unity. You understand each other because you're bound in love, a love that comes from God, for it is unconditional. There are no conditions attached to it. You can't beat it. In the middle of next week, we're going to be looking at verse 12. And we're going to be seeing exactly what Paul is saying when he's clothing us, or when God is clothing us in tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We're going to look at those separately. But this one, he says, is more important. Above all, Paul says. Let's bind ourselves in that wonderful, wonderful harmony. And let's receive the peace of the Father as His peace is falling right now in Jesus' name. Just say these words after me now. Yes, Father, I choose to clothe myself in love, which binds me together with others in perfect harmony. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.